Another one of our President's Day features here on MyFM, sponsored by Janin's Mechanical. I'm here with Greg, president of the Exeter Legion. Greg, tell me how you got involved with the Legion.
That's a great question. I am a member of the Canadian Armed Forces. I'm a reservist. I work with a group called COATS, which is Cadet Organization Training. Through that, I was introduced to the Legion. The Legion does amazing work in our community, supporting veterans, supporting the community, and providing a hall for all kinds of things to happen. Through those, I got involved with the Legion.
How long have you been the president of the Exeter Legion?
I am just a newly minted president. I was a first vice president. Unfortunately, our president fell ill and wasn't able to continue his term. And as the first vice president, I had to step up. So I'm just new, 3-4 months.
How have you been enjoying it so far?
So far, so good. There is a lot to be done.
Absolutely. You touched on it a little bit before about what you guys do at the Legion, but how about some of the things that you do at the Legion that maybe the listeners don't know about?
That's a good question. I mean, this is not Grandpa's Legion anymore. The reason I say that is, of course, Grandpa can still come to the Legion, but the Legion's for everybody. It was formed back after the Second World War. It was a place where soldiers came because no one understood what they were going through. PTSD wasn't actually diagnosed back then. They came to the Legion and their medication was alcohol. Today, we sell alcohol, but we sell non-alcoholic drinks. We do dinners for people. We do all kinds of activities, shuffleboard, darts, billiards. We have a meat draw every Friday. People can come in, buy a ticket, win some meat. Meat's expensive these days, so that's kind of a good thing to come and enjoy.
Why is it so important that communities like Exeter continue to support their Legion and has a Legion that continues to support them?
That's another good question. One of the reasons, of course, for the Legion is to support our veterans, RCMP, and their families. Our local community is supported by the Legion. It provides all kinds of fundraising opportunities. Through the meat draw that I spoke of, all that money goes right back into the community, helping figure skating, local soccer, local baseball, local hockey. We've helped Jessica's house in the past, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. There's probably not a charity in the Exeter area that hasn't benefited over the years by the Exeter Legion. But I think another thing that's very, very important to remember as Canadians, the military history we have in Canada has formed us as a nation. That remembrance is something that is important. So you don't have to be a member of the military, a veteran, or have a grandparent or a parent that was a veteran. Anyone can join the Legion today. It's a full-on civilian organization.
You mentioned you're pretty new at being president of the Exeter Legion, but take us through the role of the president.
So the Exeter Legion president, as any president across Canada in the Legion, is responsible for everything that goes on. Of course, I've got a great executive. I've got a secretary, a president. I've got people that look after events. I've got people that look after meals. So I'm there to make sure that everyone understands their roles and responsibilities and is there to help troubleshoot, but also to set a vision. And that's what we're looking at right now. We're trying to figure out, what is the Exeter Legion meaning to the people of Exeter in the next 5-10 years? How do we remain relevant?
Speaking of events, does the Legion have any upcoming events that the community can get involved with?
We certainly do. So exeterlegion.ca is our website. You can also find us on Facebook and on Instagram. We've always got bands that are coming up. We've got all kinds of other opportunities. So I would encourage everyone, go there. You'll find the latest information. We've had a great series that's just passed us with some amazing bands. We've got more to come.
For people looking to get involved with the Legion, how can they go about doing that?
So you can either send me an email or just go to the website and you can actually just fill out a form. info@exeterlegion.ca.
Thanks so much for joining us here today, Greg.
No problem. I had a great time. Thank you.